This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station right here from the Moss Nissan Family Automotive Group. Studio, as well as broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, to our veterans, to our EMS and firefighters, to our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, our FedEx, our UPS, our bulk mail haulers, John and Company. Thanks very much for the job you guys are doing. And let's not forget either our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers that deliver packages and parcels all across the country. Now, we also have our suicide jockeys to thank for hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel when it needs to go. They're out there in the middle of it. And, of course, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. Facebook page is there. We're also on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And you can find us all over there as Captain's America. Captain's America is how you find us on those social media websites. And our website is simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, joining us right now from just over the bridge a ways, we've got down there in Bradenton, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Yay. They're all out there, and they're all going back in because it's, we'll see.
Yeah, that's your Third Watch wake-up crew. I love it.
Yep, 69 degrees on both sides of the porch here, so, you know, we're uniform in that. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'll be ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the Republic,
for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words that founded this country, under God, because this country was founded on Judeo-Christian values and practices, and boy, we could use getting back to some of that right now. That is a no-brainer. All right, well, Colonel, Tucker Carlson is out. What do you suppose happened?
Well, Captain, when you called me yesterday afternoon and you broke the news to me about his departure from Fox, soon after we hung up, I went to about six or seven news sites, and here's the thing I found. Is that every single one of the story was precisely the same. So at that time, they were just reporting the press release from Fox. And they were about as useful as the spokesman for the Biden administration. That's about how useful they were. So it wasn't very useful. Since that time, we've had a chance to see a lot of the pundits weigh in on this. Me personally, I've identified, I think, three reasons that folks have identified, and one of them I've discounted, one of them I believe to be the prevalent reason why he's out, and there's always more to the story of these things. But the first one is, I think, has absolutely nothing to do with the $1 million of payout that Fox News had with Dominion, and the fact that about a week ago, the former station manager for Tucker Carlson filed a suit against Fox News for discrimination and the way that she was treated, and she was promptly fired by Fox. I think that has absolutely nothing to do with this, because there's too many other folks on Fox and higher-ups that had to do with their missteps having to do with the election and Dominion. That's not it. A second reason that was put out with was the everything that he's had to say about January 6th and defending those and the misinformation put out by mainstream media on January 6th. Again, I don't think so. I don't think that's it. That was tempting to do that. The third reason, which I believe is primarily because this is where he butted heads with Sean Hannity, and I believe that Fox News wants to reestablish the longer-standing guy, Sean Hannity, who has kind of paled next to Tucker Carlson, and I think Sean Hannity, but where he and Tucker butted heads was his anti-military stance, the stance he took on our involvement in Ukraine and Cuba and elsewhere. That Tucker Carlson was the lone prevalent conservative voice that took a stance on that, and it was contrary to what Sean Hannity was saying on those things, and I believe that that more than anything else is the reason. And the bunch of that, you look at the folks talking as they come out and talk about that. Look at the Dan Bongino. Look at the Glenn Beck. Look at the Judge Napolitano. All three of whom have butted heads with Fox News and have also taken a similar stance on anti-militarism that Tucker Carlson has. So I think the evidence weighs in at that more than anything else is the reason why things occurred the way they did. That's where I stand right now. More may be revealed, but I believe that's the case. And it's not just about Carlson and Fox News. It's about a much larger disparity between conservative views and what was talked about on your show earlier, where I pointed out that, hey, there's more to it. It has to do with the division at the national and local level within conservative.
All right. Hold that thought. We're going to go off to a break here. Hold that thought. We're headed to a break, and we'll be right back with more with Lieutenant Colonel retired U.S. Army Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive, in particular the Moss Nissan dealerships. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and you can find a Moss Nissan dealership by going to Newport Richie, right there at 19 and 54. By the way, I'll be up there this afternoon, probably around 1:30-ish or thereabouts, maybe 2 o'clock, just stopping by to say howdy howdy to the folks there. And you've also got Moss Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue, side by side, right here in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new Moss Nissan dealership in Brooksville on State Route 50, just this side of the Sun Coast Parkway, the toll road right there, just this side on the southbound side of the highway. So stop by, check them out, see what they have to offer. You're going to really love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. That's all there is to it. And I'm telling you, that new store, you can eat off the floor. It's clean as a whistle. You're going to love it. And I mean it when I say it. Moss Nissan, the home of you serve, you save, where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, that would be police officers, that would be firefighters, that would also be EMS personnel, and church pastors, too, get exciting deals offered them on their vehicles. So check them out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. You'll save some money. All right, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
We have a caller on the line. Let me see here. All right, I think this is Ian. Let's see. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it's me. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I just want to throw a couple comments out and have you guys comment on them. To add to this Tucker Carlson thing, he also has been consistently against the COVID psychological operation alarm in his and Big Pharma. Big Pharma is one of the largest, if not the largest, advertiser in media, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Plus, a lot of these people in Fox News or Fox News Corporation serve on board. They have interlocking corporate boards of directorship. So another thing is, and I think the colonel was right, Carlson represents that strain of kind of libertarian and anti-intervention, anti-militarism, republicanism. And then my third comment is, you know, we're all fixated on this about Tucker Carlson and everything. Don't worry about him. He's going to be fine. But when are we on the right, all the various strands of the right, stop gatekeepers rule us? Why aren't we having our YouTube channels and websites and blogs and stuff on the Internet? Yeah, I know the government and the ruling class shuts us down, but we can pop right back up on the Internet. The Internet's still relatively free. That's where the action is, and we need to let a thousand flowers bloom, pun intended, reference to Mao, and come up with our we need to practice decentralization, practice what we preach, and come up with our own media. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Go ahead, Colonel.
Okay. Well, that was excellent. You have great callers in and great listeners, of course, but that was excellent. And I particularly appreciate the first point he made, because I think he's right. And that's one that hadn't occurred to me until he reminded me that I don't think that's as strong as the anti-militarism, the second point where he agreed with me on, but I think he's right. I think that has much to do with it. And I think Fox News has wavered on a lot of that thing to do with Big Pharma and all that. And I don't know whether it's money's driving that, whatever, but the other spokesmen have been quiet on that, whereas Tucker Carlson has not been quiet on it. And his last point, he's absolutely right there, too. We don't need to just come together in unity and all that, the rah-rah or whatever, but we need to come together on matters of principle so that we can identify and be quite clear what principles we stand on as conservatives and mm-hmm. Republicans and do with that. And He's also right. The Internet is a way to go. And he's right. Tucker Carlson is going to be okay. He's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, there's many people out there. Glenn Beck is one of them. Glenn Beck started his own network after he got booted off of Fox, remember?
Yeah.
And he went out and started The Blaze, and here we go. I'm not going to say that Tucker Carlson's going to go out and start his own thing. If he stays remotely active, and probably will, these guys have all got non-compete contracts. So it all depends. Is it 90 days? Is it 60 days? Is it a year? Whatever it is, they have to abide by it for that length of time. But, he's liable to show up on The Blaze and maybe as a partner with, Glenn Beck to further increase the viewership, listenership, whatever, of The Blaze. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right. But as far as his contract, we don't know, but it might be. Because he was far and away the biggest moneymaker for Fox News as far as viewership and advertising and all that stuff like that, I think he has some negotiating strength in his leaving Fox. He might have been able to work out that if he had some extended period of time where he could, a non-competitive thing, that might have been part of the deal, where he was able to renegotiate that as to do it so he otherwise would not talk bad about that. So we'll see. But he didn't leave from a position of weakness. He left Fox News from a position of strength, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. He left number one. Mm-hmm. You bet. And by the way, look at what's happened to their stock.
Oh yeah, the stock market a lot of times it goes up and down and all that, but it is a great predictor of many things, especially in the short run.
Yeah,
and then over the last month we see many indicators, mm-hmm. and that's what you do. You follow that,
Well, I'm going to throw out a couple more names because there were two other people that were cast aside yesterday. One of them was Don Lemon. As Tucker liked to call him. He's the one that gave him the name, by the way, Don Lemon, at CNN. He's gone.
Yeah, and for good reason. He was at least a year too long in going away. I mean, when you go too far over the top for the network that he worked for, that's saying something. But, man, he is just he was born with his foot in his mouth, and it never took it out of it. It's just incredible. Fighting, infighting with the people on there, on their own show right there, and the way he came off with Vivek Ramaswamy, the candidate for GOP, a guy who didn't even know him, and he didn't know him. I think that was the last all. They said, no, this is too much. You're killing us, Don. We can't defend keeping you in our employ any longer. So, goodbye. Good riddance. He's one guy that may not find a good home and probably shouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's another one that also departed yesterday. Susan Rice is leaving the White House on the 26th of May amongst the world being in chaos in her wake. Of course, she's excoriated the media for their conflicts of interest and all too close ties with the Biden administration. She's actually come out and said a few things lately, which haven't exactly lit Joe Biden's team up.
Yeah, and they put her forth as being one of the smart persons. She does talk smarter than many of the people associated with the Biden administration, but she owns some of the worst catastrophic things that have gone on domestically. Yeah, she had her, she did ill on the world front back in the day. But domestically, she owns a lot of the catastrophe that has to do with child trafficking and things like that, and her advice to the Biden administration on that. So I don't know if it has anything to do with when he comes out on video announcing that he's running again in 2024 today. It may be separate from that, but he can't separate himself. Rice going away is not going to absolve him of the failure, but she certainly owns a big chunk of that, so, yeah, whatever.
No, and they've talked about getting rid of her for a while. And, by the way, I'm not sure. Again, it makes you wonder who's running the show, because a lot of people kept saying, well, Susan Rice. No. No, I believe it starts with Barack Obama and goes to mayor.
I think you may well be. And it's interesting that historically it would be ironic for us to say we got an incumbent president that we wouldn't say, yeah, he's the president. He's really calling the shots. He's just not doing a good job. But I think the record indicates otherwise. Yeah, he may be carrying the banner, but it isn't the President of the United States that appears to be carrying the banner and making policy, either in the world or domestically. And that in itself is an incredibly sad commentary, is it not?
Yes, sir. All right, I will talk to you, let me see here, on Thursday.
All right, Captain, you have a great day.
All right, thank you very much, sir. And that's retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright on the program, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Tuesday morning delivery of the program, and we'll be up at Mission Barbecue today for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. A ceasefire in Sudan appears to be holding after taking effect at midnight local time. It's the fourth attempt to stop the fighting, which started on April 15th, with previous truces failing rather quickly. USA officials said the 72-hour truce had been agreed between the Army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, at least 400 people have been killed in the conflict. An attempt at the first privately funded lunar landing is about to take place today. Japan's iSpace launched its lander to the moon aboard a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket in December, and since then it's been heading for a lunar orbit, which it achieved on Friday. 12:40 p.m. Eastern this afternoon, the lander will begin braking. It should take about an hour to reach the lunar surface. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kyle Warren, and you are tuned in to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And before I get to my next guest, I want to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. And, yep, we talk about MyPillow here. You know why? Because I'm a customer. And I have saved just as much money as everybody else has with this fantastic sale that's been going on. My goodness, buy one, get one all over the place. 50% off here, 60% off there, 70% over here, and some of the discontinued items are 80 and 90% off. But you got to go to the website, MyPillow.com, to look and see what I'm talking about. When you get there, the promo code is going to be CAPTAIN. And if you want to call them up, you can do that by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Call them up, talk to a live person, and you'll be able to get all your answers answered for your questions. And anything else, they'll be able to help you there, too. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. And happy, happy, happy shopping. You're going to save a bunch of money. All righty. Well, joining us right now, ladies and gentlemen, we have the chairwoman, if you will, of the Moms for Liberty Pinellas County Chapter. Her name is Angela Dubach, and I hope I said that right because I was trying to make sure I got it right. And good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Yes. Now, you joined this group, Moms for Liberty, back in May of 2021 and started the Pinellas County Chapter after seeing what was going on behind the school doors during the pandemic. Now, we've had a lot of problems at the because of this pandemic, so you can lead it off with that and tell us what you think.
Yeah, so like I said, or you read there, Moms for Liberty was started in January of 2021, and our founders were ex-school board members, and they saw what was happening, you know, on both sides, you know, as a school board member and as a parent. And so they didn't get reelected. They decided they needed to start something to, you know, make parents aware of what was going on. And they just intended to have chapters in Florida. Well, 2 weeks after they started, man, it grew. They had calls from all over the country, and now we have, you know, almost 120,000 members in 45 states. And I started it. I have three godsons, and I started my chapter almost 2 years ago when I saw what was going on when they went back to school. And they came home, and they were telling me all this non or inappropriate stuff in the classrooms. I'm talking in seventh grade. There was BLM flags, no justice, no peace, black kids get up and stand up and protest. I mean, just all kinds of ridiculous stuff. And parents walking by their kids' computer while they're trying to learn at home and seeing highly, highly inappropriate stuff for, you know, let's say third graders. And that's how I started, or why I started Moms for Liberty, because moms can't do everything and be everywhere. We need a whole team. We don't need a whole team of mama bears.
Well, we were talking during the break when I was chatting with you, and I told you I thought that we've lost our way, especially with the father and the mother concept, because you don't see one, you don't see both. It's very rare that you do see both participating in anything anywhere, but my goodness, we've, and by the way, I told you that I start the hour, every hour, with the pledge, and we emphasize the words under God. We've lost our way with that, too. The family concept in America has just been torn to pieces.
We have, and we see that in the schools, too, with the violence. And it's just completely out of control, in my opinion. I mean, you look at airports, you look at, you know, going to a Buccaneers game or any sporting event, you have to walk through metal detectors. But we're not going to use metal detectors or, you know, armed officers to protect our children, our most precious commodity. It just makes zero sense to me. There was an expulsion hearing today. There's been a record number of kids bringing knives, bringing guns, bringing all kinds of stuff to school and making threats. And I agree. We need to have teachers armed if they want to be trained in the Guardian program to become armed. Mm-hmm. It saves lives. But you know what Pinellas County Schools tells me? They don't have enough money, which is an absolute lie. Our Pinellas County school budget is a ridiculous amount of money, over $1 billion, like $1.6 billion. And you don't have enough money that you can help protect our children? It's an absolute lie.
Mm-hmm. Well, I keep hearing... Go ahead. Oh, okay.
I'm just going to say they're spending money on stuff that pertains to, like, equity and, you know, this little kid, because the color of his skin is less fortunate because of the color of her skin. No, that's not the truth. There's other disparities. Mm-hmm. Skin color has nothing to do with it. But they continue to spend all this money on programs like that do absolutely nothing for these less fortunate children. And it's infuriating.
Well, I keep hearing the teachers aren't getting paid enough, the firefighters are getting this amount of money, and the police officers are getting that amount of money. They better go back to doing their homework and find out what a base salary is for a firefighter or a base fighter is for a police officer. It's about two-thirds what it is for a teacher.
Oh, absolutely. And our teachers' unions, you know what they advocated for in Pinellas County? A whopping 3% teacher raise, pay raise. Mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Well, the admin, you know, the people at the district, at the higher level of the district, they gave themselves a 10% raise. It's absolutely ridiculous. We're so top heavy in this county. There's a million different things I feel like they could do to pay these teachers more, and they just say that they can't. They say the only reason they could pay, or the only way to pay the teachers more, is to raise the millage rate. And I don't know.
So with your group, Moms for Liberty, the Pinellas County chapter, you're nationwide, right? You're a nationwide group.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Anybody could look that up, Moms for Liberty, and come up with their local chapter, and they can join it.
Yeah, just go to momsforliberty.org, and it pulls up a big map of the United States, and it has every single chapter. We have, like I said, we have 275 chapters. So you just click on your county, and then you hit ask to join. And so if you would hit ask to join in Pinellas County, the email would come directly to me. You can also get on our social media. We're all over social media as Moms for Liberty Pinellas.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, the Pinellas County chapter, I assume there's one in Hillsborough County, too, correct?
Yes, yes.
All right. I'm assuming you're both just as active because I've heard about the one in Pinellas County. I haven't heard a lot out of Hillsborough yet.
Yes. The Hillsborough chapter started after mine did, but only a few months after mine did. But, yeah, they're very active as of now.
Okay, and we're going to try to see if we can get some people involved because, again, the parents have got to get involved in their what their children are doing.
Yeah.
They're being hung out to dry. They're not being told the truth, as you pointed out there. They find out things way after the fact, and it's just not right.
It's not.
No. So I'm going to give you one last little chance here because I'm going to have to dash here in about a minute. But it's Moms for Liberty, the Pinellas County chapter, but the website is momsforliberty.org. Is that what I heard?
Correct. And you spell out all the words. So it's momsfor4liberty.org. And then you just click on your state, your county, and then it'll take you right to your chapter. And we need more people to show up, to speak up, to be there to help. Because I want to advocate to save our public schools. I don't want to see them demolished. I grew up in the public schools, but we need help.
No, and if I were starting over again with children, my son or daughter would not be going to a public school simply because of what I now see is going on.
Right. I agree.
Yep. Charter school or private school, and if I had to work five jobs to do it, I'd do it.
Absolutely. You do whatever you can. It's best for your child.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the program, Angela, and we wish you the best. And again, momsforliberty.org. Go over there, check it out. And the local chapters here, Moms for Liberty, Pinellas County chapter, you are the chairwoman. And I look forward to perhaps meeting you one time somewhere along the way. So have yourself a great day, and we will talk to you again soon.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. And that's a very interesting point, folks, that I bring up. It's something that needs to be done. Parents need to pay more attention to what's going on with their kids in school. They just have to. It's all hands on deck, folks, in case you haven't figured this out. This transformation of America, fundamental transformation of America, continues even with the schools. Got to keep your nose in the middle of this. Got to. All right, I'll be back. Final segment. Tuesday show coming up. Don't go anywhere. I will return.
Coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch, and call us 1-877.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Yes, indeedy, you will see me there today for lunch from 11:30 to 1:30. And we'll be at Mission Barbecue on West Waters here, the north end of the Tampa airport, right up there just, it's about a block north of Hillsboro. If you know where Hillsboro is at the north end of the airport, we're just about a block up from there, West Waters Avenue. You can get it off, the Veterans Expressway if you want to come that way, or you can just keep on coming up Anderson off, Hillsboro, to Waters and then come over to the west, and it's about maybe a mile on the left hand side. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, they've been in business, it seems like, forever. They are the best of the best of the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters that are all made in the USA. Now, they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. They also offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs in the immediate local area only. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Or just stop by the store and check and see what they've got. You'd be surprised. 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you money. You know, the last call there with our guest, Moms for Liberty, reminds you of the problem that happens when the parents aren't around with the kids. And I guess there was a different era when many of us were growing up. We wanted our parents to be involved. We did things as a family. We went everywhere as a family. Now, give me the cell phone and give me $10. I'm going to the movies or whatever. You see it, you hear it, you know about it. Well, you want $10, kid? Get a job. Get a job. Or go mow my lawn. I'll give you $10. Clean the windows. I'll give you $10. But you're not just going to get money handed to you, and that's part of the problem. You got parents, you got to quit just handing your kids money and saying, okay, have a nice time, Johnny Lou, or whatever. You just got to stop doing that. Make them earn it. You can't respect yourself if you don't understand what it takes to survive in this great world in which we live. And it's not by going out and going, well, the government's going to pay me $400 a week not to work. No, 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 no. By the way, a former CIA director says that he helped to draft the infamous 2020 letter discrediting the Hunter Biden story because he wanted Biden to win. Wow. The Biden campaign, of course, inspired intelligence officials to bury the Hunter Biden laptop story. It gets better. It gets better. The Biden campaign actually colluded with the intelligence community, some 51 of them that signed a letter to bury the Hunter Biden laptop story. How do you like that? It's all interesting. And, of course, the former CIA deputy director, Michael Morell, told the House that former Biden campaign ad, Anthony Blinken, now the Secretary of State, inspired him to help draft the famous 2020 letter from dozens of former intelligence officials discrediting the Hunter Biden laptop scandal as possible Russian disinformation, which we know was not true. Now, how could this have happened? Well, Morell said that after the laptop story broke, Blinken called Morell to express concern that the story might be a Russian hoax, referencing a USA Today article. Morell also told Congress that he had no intent to create the letter before Blinken's call, adding that he wanted to help Joe Biden to win the election. Well, it changed a lot of people's minds. Sure as heck did. But prior to Secretary Blinken's call, you did not have any intent to write this statement. That was a question asked him where he said, I did not. He was then asked again, okay. So his call triggered. It did. And yes, that's true. And that intent in you, yes. Absolutely. Again, this is Morell talking about this letter. Unbelievable. Just unbelievable. All right, I'm going to go over to the telephone line. I got two callers. Let me start with the first one here, and let me line something up here, because We're going to get 60 seconds here with Mr. Todd as soon as this decides to fire up. And here we go, I think, coming up. right about now.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Do you understand what we're dealing with? Do you understand that the CIA, that the FBI, James Comey, and the like, do you understand that they're working against the will of the American people to try and help sell out this country? They're Benedict Arnolds. They should be hung for treason. Okay, they're suppressing the truth, and then they sign their name to a bunch of lies. These are people running our agencies. Do you understand how crooked that is? Do you understand what would be all those guys that signed that letter should be hung for treason? Every one of them. Comey should be hung for treason. Okay, this is how corrupt our government. And Joe Biden's going to announce he's running again. Running for what? She's running for jail, okay? You can't run when the CIA director comes out and says we saw the little bone that Hunter Biden story was true, but we wanted to suppress the we want you out of government. We don't want you working for us. We're paying for you to sell us out, okay? Well, Joe Biden and China are getting rich. Look at Xi Jinping running around the country trying to hate America even more. Screw you, Xi Jinping. Go back to China and get out of our country. And Biden, you should resign. Let me say something else, because I do a lot of business in the state of Florida with building departments. And I like the mayor of Madeira Beach, but your building department needs to expedite and get permits out a lot faster. It's a disgrace. Let me say something about you, the American people. Donald, you should be out there every single day talking about what's going on, and whether you're on Twitter, Trump Social or Truth Social, you should have a spokesperson out every single day blasting this administration, blasting this corruption, blasting the disgrace that Joe Biden is, okay? Stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Peace.
All righty, it's Todd in Tampa, and this is where I'm going to be today, folks.
It's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Yep, looking forward to it, 11:30 to 1:30. Hope you can stop by and have lunch with us. We have a really good, enthusiastic crowd. And one of the reasons we go there at noontime is because they stand up to the national anthem. And the veterans that are there will stand up and salute it. Alrighty, I'll be back tonight with more. Hope everybody has a nice day today. Enjoys the weather. And if you're down here on vacation, have a great time today. And remember, go out and do something nice for somebody. You see a police officer, a firefighter, walk up to them and say, thank you. See you later.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.